Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today is candidate for mayor Robert Elliott. How's it going today?
It's going great.
Now, you are running for mayor, right? I didn't get this mixed up.
Correct. Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Well, before we get started with specific questions, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, such as how long you've been in Bemidji?
Okay. Moved to Bemidji in 1985. Been here, you know, pretty much the whole time. Left for a few years. My wife was finishing up college at the time and moved back in 2007.
Okay, and what kind of roles in the community have you served?
Well, different roles, including, you know, working on different events, church groups, PTO events, and PTO member in my children's elementary school.
Okay, and is this your first campaign?
Yes.
Well, what made you want to run for mayor?
The main reason was, you know, I love the city of Bemidji and just want to see a better Bemidji overall. And that would be my main reason for running.
All right, my next few questions are on some specific city issues. If you feel like you don't have enough information, we can certainly skip them. But my first question, half of the city is non-taxable land and property, so a significant burden to operate the city falls on the remaining city property taxpayers. What sort of ideas do you have to tackle this kind of a problem?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm aware of the issue. I haven't you know, sat down and started to really research or figure out how to get around that obstacle. You know, it's definitely a struggle when that much of the city is not taxed. But it's an issue where, you know, we almost have to probably overcome it by figuring out other solutions than, you know, I'm guessing the majority of those would be churches, city buildings, things like that, or nonprofits that are not taxed.
Yeah, this is an issue.
And that comes with any city. You're going to have those.
Especially a county seat. Secondary question to that is, what are your thoughts on a hospitality or sales tax?
Well, it's something that needs to be looked into. I want to make sure that it would be done for the right reasons and that money was allocated for in the right areas. It's definitely not something that would be out of the realm of things, but once again, the city of Bemidji, the owners, property tax owners, they do have a high tax rate right now, and I'd rather see us try to, you know, get that under control. But the hospitality tax is definitely something that could be an option if needed, but it would be something that would come up, and it would something I would have to discuss with the board, with the people of Bemidji, and see what they're in favor of, and make it work out for the best for everybody.
Hospitality tax in particular has been a potential solution, though it hasn't really gotten anywhere, especially this legislative session, to address some of those capital costs and other costs of the Sanford Event Center. My next question is on the Highway 197 business corridor, you know, where it kind of juts west off of Bemidji Avenue. MnDOT plans to work on that stretch of highway in 2024, and that plan for multiple roundabouts was scrapped, and they're back to the drawing board. What do you think should happen there when they work on that road?
Well, I don't think we would be doing any justice to our business members by eliminating the access. Is there things that we could maybe do? Talking, you know, it would certainly be something that as the mayor would have to talk with MnDOT, City of Bemidji, roads, and come up with a better alternative. I just don't foresee roundabouts closing off the turning lanes as the best option for our business people.
My next question is on the city's water system and, to some extent, the wastewater treatment facility. Both these systems are in need of repairs. The water plant in particular, there's some bonding dollars going through the legislature right now at the time of this interview. And the wastewater treatment facility will be reaching its capacity very soon if it hasn't already exceeded it. What are your thoughts on the project and how to fund these sorts of things without putting that burden on utility ratepayers?
That's a great question, and it's something that I've had in my mind for a while, and I have discussed a little bit with my committee. Is there really an easy fix to resolving these issues? No, but they need to be done, and they need to be done, obviously, sooner than later. Coming up with a solution on how to not put more burden on the homeowners is something that I feel that the mayor, with the city council, with the city manager, I think it's something that we need to brainstorm and figure out how to resolve the debt that's going to be coming and not have it to be a part of the city utilities or property taxes. But I don't have a perfect solution at this point.
Very good. All right. My next couple of questions are on some current events. Recent events in the city and state have highlighted the issues of racism and distrust of the government. What would you do as mayor to improve race relations and trust?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the biggest things that as the mayor need to do is build better relationships with our outlying communities. I think that having that relationship with the three reservations that are very close to us, and talking with their people and getting a solution, because Bemidji is a, you know, for a small community, is very diverse, and I want all people to feel welcome when they're here in the city. Bemidji is a great city, and all, you know, everybody should feel welcome. Nobody should ever fear having to be in the city of Bemidji. So I think building relationships with the different, with the three reservations is a huge part of overcoming issues within the city of Bemidji.
All right, my final question is on the COVID-19 pandemic. While many businesses are beginning to reopen to closer to normal capacity, what do you think a city council's role should be in a public health emergency should this ever happen again?
Well, you know, a lot of the regulations were coming from right from the governor, and making those choices, I'm sure were very difficult. I think that the city of Bemidji should be more open about different ways of communication with the people of Bemidji to let them know what's going on, what can be done to get tested, handle the issues, be more open with businesses, and help out with those businesses as much as they can, and just be letting the people of Bemidji, letting them be informed with the issues that were in place.
All right, and a follow-up to that, the council took some actions on the COVID crisis, such as allowing the use of right-of-way and parking stalls downtown in particular for patio dining, as well as opening up some revolving loan funds for struggling businesses. What did you like that the council did, and what would you have done differently?
You know, I think they overall did a good job on getting the roads closed, or the boulevards, the sidewalks. You know, overall, I was pleased with how they handled it. Could they have handled it in a little bit faster process? Yes.
It is government, after all.
But it is government. But overall, you know, that was, I would say, getting those things done was the one thing I felt that the city did a good job at.
All right. Well, fantastic. Is there any other issue you wanted to be sure we discussed before we wrap this up for today?
You know, not really. I just let the voters know, you know, I will be here to be a voice for all voters and all citizens of Bemidji. And that's really important to me, especially in today's world. Everybody should have a voice, and I just don't feel that at this point the citizens of Bemidji do not have the voice to see change, to see growth. And I look forward to being the mayor of Bemidji if I get the votes.
All right. Thank you very much, Robert Elliott, for mayor.